God damn. I guess my mutt did some damage to you, huh? It looks like you enjoyed it though, huh? Yeah, once that bitch bites, she sure as hell doesn't let go. At least not until you're a sweating, dripping, emptied out mess. That kind of attitude of hers makes me a lot of fucking money. Speaking of business, that's what you're here to talk about, right? Unless you were looking for something else. No. Sure, honey, sure. Well, ask away. Ask all the questions you would like. I'll certainly answer them, but don't know if you'll like the answers. Don't know if you'll believe them either. It's okay, though. You'll figure things out eventually, I'm sure. Smart guy like you, put together. Well, surely you're normally put together. Right now, you look a bit fucked out, but that's what work will do to just about anybody, so. Ask away. Come on. Hey, why are you standing so goddamn far away? Sit down. Come on. I'll even kick out the seat for you. You scared? You think I'm gonna leap over this table and devour you if you get too close? Maybe. I'm just teasing, honey. Come on. Fuck. Just teasing. Sit down. Have a chat with me. Come on. I promise I won't bite unless you ask me to. There you go. There you go. Good boy. Good boy. But to be honest, honey, this still doesn't feel like an equal playing ground. I mean, come on. Look at me. Look at these big old cuffs I got on my hands. How about you take them off for me, and I might consider being a bit more cooperative too. Yeah, we should take them off, honey. I won't bite. The other officer told you about what I did to those two boys? It's not really my fault, you know? Those two boys, they were practically asking for it. The way they were eyeing my girls up and down, just downright creepy. Yeah, I knocked their lights out. Whatever, I'll pay for the hospital bills, who cares? But hey, you haven't done anything to my girls that I wouldn't want you to do, right? And those twins, you treated them good, right? Surely you did. Smart answer. See, I have no reason to fuck you up, so just let me go, honey. Come on, just let me out of these cuffs. And I'll answer all your cute little questions. Come on, honey, come on. I'm a nice, reasonable woman, I swear. Don't mind the blood on my knuckles. Those were from the two boys. Come on, just let me out. Come on, honey. Know you want to, don't you? You know, if you let me out of these cuffs, it'll be way, way easier for me to make you feel so good. That cute little brain of yours melts. Oh, what a good fucking boy we have here. Thank you very much, dear. Well, now you know what I gotta do. Sorry, honey. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Promise, though, I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanted to grab you. Grab you by this nice little throat of yours. God, for a man, you look so fucking cute. You know, compared to all the other girls you interrogated tonight, quote unquote interrogated, I'm much taller, aren't I? So much bigger, too. Am I scaring you, honey? Are you scared of me right now?
You should be.
God. Good God, your brain must be melted already before I even got to you. You ignored all your fellow officers' warnings, and you let me go. Fuck, you're cute. Fuck, you're so cute. How about this, honey? We play on my terms, and I'll make you feel good, and you'll get all the answers you'll ever want. Yeah? Good boy, good fucking boy. Well? Did you really not expect that, honey? Me cuffing your hands together? Oh, how the tables have turned, I guess. Oh, fuck. Is my hand too tight around your throat, baby? It's too much for you? Sorry. I get carried away sometimes with boys as pretty as you. God, this throat looks like it was made to be held in my hands. God, fuck. Honestly, you look like you were made to be held by me. Not just your throat, but your whole damn body. God, you are built for sin, aren't you? How about this, huh? You ever consider doing my line of work? Ever consider working for a lady like me? A lady who will treat you good. Won't have you working hours this shitty. A lady who will make you feel good every night. A lady who will have you being drooled over by the whole goddamn city. Huh? Ever think about that, honey?
I know that wouldn't work, but it was worth a shot, yeah?
Your beauty's going to waste here. Hate to see it. How about we start with something fun? Open your mouth for me, honey. Be a good boy and open that cute little mouth of yours. Ah, nice. You got such a cute tongue, too. Cute pink tongue of yours. Makes me just wanna... Sorry, honey. I got good aim, though. I did right in the middle of it. Close that mouth of yours back up, baby, and swallow. Yeah, swallow my spit, okay, honey? Just like that. And I'm gonna grip this throat of yours tighter so I can feel my spit going down your throat. Yeah, I feel you swallowing it down. Open your mouth again. Swallow. There you go, baby. There you go. Fuck, you're good. Well, I'm gonna just undo your belt for you. Unzip these pants of yours and take this nice cock out. God. Even after my mutt cleaned it for you, it's still so damn dirty, isn't it? God, let's make it dirtier. Mouth again, honey. Tongue out. There you go, baby. There you go. This time, don't swallow it, okay? You're gonna lean this cute little head of yours right over your cock, and I'll help you. I'll grab a handful of this nice soft hair of yours, and I'll push your head perfect. Just like that. Just like that, baby. No drool all over that cock, honey. Yeah, my spit mixed with your drool. Making your cock a fucking mess. Oh, yeah. That's enough. Oh, sorry, honey. Did I pull your hair too hard? My fault. God, you're so cute. Fuck. You're so cute, fuck. Sorry, honey, sorry. When I get too excited, my hands, you just start gripping and pulling and ripping.
Speaking of ripping, let's get this shirt off of you. Sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Did you like that shirt? It's okay. I'll get you a new one. Don't worry about it. God damn, you look good. Fuck. 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 God. What am I doing? Oh, I wonder, honey. I'm kissing your neck for you. I'm biting too. Don't worry though, for every bite I leave, I'll kiss it better. I'll lick it better too. Yeah. Oh, I'm kissing my way down to these pretty little nipples of yours. They're sensitive, honey. Good. They better be. Yeah. Bite them. Oh, look. Suck on them. God, you're so cute. God, fuck. Okay, honey. I don't think I can wait much longer, and I don't think you can either, so... Sorry to kick your chair to the wall like that. Did I do it too hard? You didn't hit your pretty little head, did you? Good, 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 good. I forget my own strength sometimes. That's my fault. What am I doing? I've been in your arms above your head, baby. Pin you right up against the wall. Just like this. While my other hand twists and rubs and teases your nipple. And I'm gonna sit down right here. Right in your lap, okay? Oh, fuck. Looks like someone's happy to see me down there. Honey, if you're gonna be investigating women like me, you shouldn't fall for shit this easily. And you sure as hell shouldn't be getting turned on this easily. I can't fault you, though. I have that kind of effect. Though not due to demonic forces, I can assure you. I'm no succubus, honey. I'm just a strong woman. People like strong women. Even people like you who get off on using other girls, like my poor little mutt. Those cute little twins. It's okay, though. I forgive you. Yeah, I forgive you. Oh, your questions, honey? Your fucking questions? I forgot about that. God, I guess I did say I'd answer them, didn't I? I hate mixing business with pleasure, but I guess that's my whole thing, isn't it? How about this, honey? How about you and I play a bit of a game, baby? You win this game if you can avoid coming for the next, let's say 5 or 6 minutes, okay? And if you win, I'll answer any question you damn well please. I'll answer honestly, too. I promise. Yeah. You think you can? Oh, we got a cocky boy on our hands. I gotta wipe that smirk off your face. Just kidding. Sorry, didn't mean to scare you there, honey. Oh, what's wrong, baby? You jumped a little bit there. Oh, is my hand too much for you? God, imagine if I slid my tight, wet cunt onto your cock right now. Imagine how much that would be for you to handle. If you're getting this way just from my hands, well, shit. Poor boy doesn't know what's about to hit him. It's okay though, baby. We're gonna spend a little bit more time getting you prepped for me. Yeah. You're gonna need it. Oh, baby. Why are you bucking your hips up into my hand so much? Oh, it's my poor baby. Getting all hot and bothered thinking about what it would feel like to be fucking up into a tight wet hole right now. Are you getting more and more desperate? Good baby. I want you to be a desperate, throbbing, wet mess for me, okay? So I'll keep letting you buck your hips up into my hand just like this. But I think I want to make it a little bit more fun. For me, at least. You see, every time you buck your hips up into my hand, I'm gonna loosen my grip just a little bit so that it gets less and less satisfying for you to fuck into, okay? Yeah, that's right, baby. I have to keep you desperate. When boys start feeling too good, they start disobeying. They start forgetting their place. They start forgetting who their owner is. What? Why are you whining so bad, honey? Is it because I'm not moving my hand much? Because I'm barely stroking this needy cock of yours while I play with your nipples? I bite and suck on your nipples. And I'm barely fucking touching your cock right now. Oh, wouldn't this be so much worse, baby, if I just loosened my grip even more? That way you're only feeling the fucking ghost of my goddamn hand. That's right there, but it's not close enough. That's enough to drive a man mad, isn't it? Oh, poor boy. God, I love your whining. Fuck. Hey, I tell you what, baby. If you're a good boy, I'll start stroking you, okay? But you wanna know how you can be a good boy for me? You can come. If you promise me that you can come in the next 5 minutes, baby, I'll make you feel real fucking good. As long as you promise, baby. I'll start stroking your cock for you. If not, then I think we got a problem here, don't we, baby? Oh, you won't do it, honey. Okay. I guess I'll just keep teasing your nipples. Oh. Biting them. And just barely stroking your cock enough. Just enough to drive you a little crazy. Oh, baby. You can't just keep bucking your hips. Oh, I think I'm not gonna let you do that anymore, okay? Yeah, I don't think that's allowed anymore. Sorry, honey. I know you just desperately want to fuck up into something, but no more fun for you, I guess. So, I'm gonna take one of my hands. I'm gonna push your hips down into the chair. You're not gonna get off, honey. Not unless I allow you to, okay? Come on, baby. Just tell me you'll be a good boy for me, okay? Oh, for both of our sakes, honey. I don't think you can take much more of this. I mean, look at you. You're squirming, your hands are gripping at nothing. Oh, God, I don't know if you can handle this much longer, can you? Oh, poor boy. Should I stop stroking, baby? Yeah. Well, then tell me you're gonna be a good boy, honey. Come on. Okay then, baby. Well, I guess I gotta do this now, don't I? I gotta slide down onto my knees and between your legs and just start kissing my way up these pretty legs of yours. And just slowly and softly going up. Kissing you with my soft, pillowy lips. Kissing the insides of your thighs like this. God, you have really nice thighs, honey. You're so soft. I just wanna bite them and lick it down. Is my tongue on your thighs making you start to crack, baby? Oh, you really are starting to crack, aren't you? Oh, baby, you're bucking your hips more and more. God, those cute, pathetic whimpers of yours. Music to my fucking ears. Come on, baby. Just let me make you feel good. What was that, honey? I couldn't hear it. What'd you say? Oh, you want me to make you feel good? And tell me you're gonna be a good boy. There you go. Oh, how's it feel, honey? How's it feel for me to finally be stroking your cock for you? Yeah, you like it, honey? Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? My big, strong hands stroking up and down your cock. Oh, yeah. Let me tighten my grip a little more for you, too. Oh, you like that, baby? Yeah, you like that? No, I'll leave little kisses all along your neck, too. Oh, oh. Oh, there you go, baby. There you go. Yeah, just let me jerk you off, okay? Let me make you feel good, honey. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, you like the way my wrist moves like that, baby? You like the way I milk your cock? Yeah, come on, honey. Fuck up into my hand. Yeah, fuck up into my hand, just like you're using a flashlight, okay? Yeah, be good, honey. Be good. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. God, you're so fucking good, honey. You're doing so good. Yeah, fuck up into my hand, baby. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, tell me. Tell me when you're getting close, okay, honey? Tell me when you're even remotely close, okay? Yeah, I'm gonna make you feel so fucking good. Yeah, I'll make you feel so good, baby. I'll make you feel so fucking good. Yeah. Yeah, come on, be a good boy, baby. Be a good fucking boy. Yeah, baby, come on. Fuck, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, buck up your hips, baby. Yeah, just like that. Fuck up into my hand, baby. Yeah, yeah, honey. Oh, you're so fucking good. You're so good. Oh, you're getting close, baby. You're getting close. Good, good. What's wrong, baby? Oh, I just stopped for a second, honey. What's wrong? I stopped? Oh, really, honey? Damn, I didn't know that. God, I love fucking with pretty boys like you. What am I doing? Oh, I'm just taking my pants off. Yeah, I'm just sliding my suit pants down for you, baby. I wonder why. You see, honey, I want to feel good, too. I love using pretty boys like you to feel good, so... So, fuck, I'm gonna use you. I'm sorry if it hurts at all, but I'm pretty rough. I'm pretty fucking rough. Just let me straddle your hips just like this, okay? And I'm just gonna... Oh, fuck, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, honey. Sorry, was that too sudden, baby? Oh, it's my fault. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you just made such a cute surprise little face. You weren't expecting it so fast, huh? fuck. God, fuck, I love fucking myself on a pretty boy's cock. It's been so damn long. Fuck, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, what's up, honey? Is something wrong? What's wrong, baby? You're getting all whiny on me. All I did was stop. Oh, are you that desperate for me to go back to fucking myself on your cock, baby? Oh, are you that desperate for it? Oh, fuck. I guess I do have a habit of going and stopping. Stopping right when it gets good. Oh, all right, fine, baby, but you asked for it, okay? Yeah, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck, I'm really gonna fuck myself on your cock now, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna use you. Fuck, I'm gonna use you to feel good. Fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah, this cock is so fucking good. God, you really are wasted here. Oh, you'd be so good if you were one of my boys. Yeah? Oh, fuck, I'd take care of you. God, I might even make you my special pet, too. Yeah. Oh, fuck, you wanna be my fuck pet, baby? Yeah, you wanna be my fuck pet? You wanna be owned by me, honey? Oh, fuck, your cock throbbed when I said that, baby. Oh, you like that idea? Fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, what am I doing, honey? Oh, just wrapping my hands around your throat. Nothing too big, yeah? Oh, yeah, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes, honey. Fuck, yes. I'm gonna choke you a little bit, okay, baby? Yeah, I'm gonna fucking choke you. I'm gonna choke you until you come inside of me, okay? Yeah, come inside of me, honey. Fucking come inside of me. Fuck, yes. Come inside of me, honey. I'm not gonna let you breathe until you come inside of me, okay? Yeah, fuck. I'm gonna come on your cock, too. Yeah, I'm gonna come all over your fucking cock while I slam this pussy down onto it. Yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck, mark my insides with your semen, baby. Yeah, mark me with your cum, baby. Come on, baby. Yeah, fuck, yes. Come, baby. Come inside of me. Fuck, yes, come inside of me, honey. Yeah, fuck. Oh, fuck. Be a good boy, okay? Be a good fucking boy. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, fuck. Fuck, honey. Fuck, you're so good. You're so fucking good. God, you're so good. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, honey. It looks like you've won, honey. You lasted way longer than 5 minutes. I'm so proud of you. Good job, baby. Good job. Such a good boy. I'm proud of you. Can you even hear me right now? Oh, baby, do you even care anymore? All your eyes are rolled back into your pretty little head. Oh, I think I melted your brain a little bit there, didn't I? I guess a little more won't hurt, right? Yeah, it won't hurt, right, baby? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, baby, I'm still going. Since you're still hard. At least you still got some cum left in those balls of yours, so I'm gonna fucking milk it all out of you with my cunt. Yeah. I'm gonna keep fucking using you to feel good, okay? And you're gonna fucking like it. Oh, fuck, you're gonna like it. Yeah, you're gonna fucking like it, baby. Oh, my hand's so wrapped around your throat. Come on, baby. Open up that mouth of yours. Stick out that tongue of yours. Yeah, oh, such a good boy. Such a good fucking boy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, baby. Yeah, swallow. Come on, baby, swallow. Yeah, will I fuck myself on your cock again? Yeah? Oh, fuck, well, my cunt. My tight fucking cunt milks you. Yeah, milks all the fucking cum out of you, baby. Yeah? Look, yes, honey. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, you're so good, baby. You're so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Yeah? Again, baby. Again. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes. Oh, keep whimpering, baby. Yeah, swallow. Swallow while you whimper. Yeah. Oh, my God, you're so cute. Fuck your pathetic little moans. Yeah, you like breeding me, baby. You like fucking breeding me. Coming inside of me over and over. And then fucking the cum deeper into my womb. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, when I slam my cunt down onto you. Oh, you can feel your cock hitting my cervix, right? The tip of your cock kissing my womb. Yeah, that's what good boys do. Good boys breed their owners, honey. Yeah, yeah, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, I should get you a collar, too. Just like the one I gave to my mutt. Yeah. Oh, fuck, yes, honey. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, just like that. Just like that, you're so good. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna come again. Are you gonna come again, baby? You're gonna come again? Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, I feel your balls slapping up against me. Your cock throbbing. Yeah, honey. Come on. Come on, come again, baby. Come again. Oh, yeah, come again, and I might just give you a reward. Yeah, I might just give you a real fucking reward. Hard. Yeah, yeah, come on, honey. Come on, baby. Come, will you make out with me? Come. Come. I swallow your mouth. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Yes, yes, fuck, fuck, yeah, come, fuck, come with me, baby, yeah, be a good fucking boy and come, oh, yeah, oh, fuck, yes, yes, fuck, 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 come, fuck, 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 oh, fuck, oh, yeah, fuck, yes, baby, fuck, yes. God, you're so good, baby. You're so good. Oh, fuck. God, you did good there, honey. Fuck, I'm proud of you. But I'm not one for aftercare, so wake up. Come on. Come on, baby. Don't you want to know the answers to your questions, baby? And get that fucked out look off your face.
I'm only gonna tell you this once, okay? What am I gonna tell you, honey? Well, since you were a good boy, and by God, you made me come quite a lot. I'll be telling you the whole story from front to back. You see, that boy that you found half dead at my club, you're looking for the wrong kind of people. Yep. Not women, honey. You should be looking for men. You see, that boy came in today looking for his boyfriend. His boyfriend, unbeknownst to me, I swear, didn't know the kid was taken. But the kid's a stripper of mine. And apparently, he never told his poor old boyfriend about his little side hustle. And that boy did quite a lot more than stripping in my club. So, you can see where the problem arises. Yeah, yeah. That boy came looking for answers, so he got him, I can tell you that much. Definitely didn't like him, but he damn sure got him. I'll break it down for you very easily. He went to the twins that you interrogated earlier, because they were familiar faces, good friends of his, and they also knew his boyfriend. And they knew absolutely no idea that his boyfriend worked here, so they couldn't give him much info. So that boy walked his way down to one of my girls, the stripper that you interrogated as well. The one who he booked a private room with. But there is no stripping occurring in that room. Just question asking and a lot of heart-to-heart conversation. My girl told him the full story. Told him about how his boyfriend had been working here in secret for a while. And also told him about some of the other things he did besides stripping. Kid deserved to know, so get it. Kid came out of that conversation absolutely distraught. Then my stripper came to me, talked to me about it, told me what happened, so I decided to check up on the kid with with my mutt. The one you interrogated, of course. I saw that kid at the bar. Poor guy was devastated for obvious reasons, so I asked my mutt to go take him outside for some fresh air, nice cool cup of water. But the main reason I told her to do that was to get him a little bit more ready for the conversation I wanted to have with him. Yeah, the conversation. And that's when my mutt brought him up to my office, and he and I had a heart-to-heart as well. Good kid. Feel real bad for him, but told him the truth. Told him everything his boyfriend did. And I also told him another truth. That my stripper girl wasn't able to tell him. She had no idea. I'm the only one who knew about it, but that kid's boyfriend, Incubus, told him that to warn him. His boyfriend is hot-headed and cruel to boot. Not someone that you want to confront head-on, especially with a revelation as heavy as this. So I warned the kid. I told him, break up with that boyfriend of yours quietly. Don't make a big deal out of it. No melodramatic shit. Just break up with him. Leave and find better. I promise you it won't be difficult. And I think you can guess that he didn't quite heed my warning. Maybe I shouldn't have told him about the Incubus thing, but that boy could have been in real danger if that guy got angry with him. So I wanted to give him some kind of warning. But right after that boy left my office, he went looking for that kid again and found him in a private room real fast. I don't know what happened after that, but that Incubus fuck sucked his soul right out of his goddamn body. I don't know, maybe they had some hateful breakup sex or something like that. No clue from me, but yeah. Thankfully, though, that Incubus of mine is a fucking idiot. He probably thought he killed the boy with how hard he was working, but he's so low level that it's not gonna kill shit. He's a pathetic excuse for an Incubus, come on. Boy's not capable of murder. But he surely thought he was. We saw him fleeing through one of the secret passageways in my club, which I hope you won't be publicizing, by the way, because they're supposed to be secret for a reason. But I'll help you catch that kid. What's his name? Oh, God. His name. Jimmy McGill. Sounds like a scumbag name, doesn't it? Well, it is, so fitting.
Why didn't I just tell you this right away? Cause, you don't gotta worry about nothing. That boy's not getting away. I told you I'd help me catch him, so I will. Plus, I know quite a lot of people. That boy's not getting out of town. Don't worry. He's not getting away for shit. And also, are you really asking why I didn't just come clean right away? After all the fun you got to have interrogating all these girls? You had the night of your life. Are you sure you wanted me to come clean right away, honey? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. I'm glad none of those girls snapped, though. Very strong of them. Very strong of them, indeed. Seems like you got my mutt, though. That poor girl will fall for any kind of lie. No matter how many times I scold her. I'm assuming she spilled her guts out. Yeah. She'll do that. Well, there you have it. The full story. You were looking at the wrong gender the whole time. You got any more questions? Well, you know the twins aren't succubi. You're talking about my girls? How about we keep this one off the books and I'll tell you? Of course they're fucking succubi. Are you stupid? Why do you think you turned so fucking crazy for them? My girls had you going like that because, duh, they're succubi. And, well, the twins had you going like that because, well, hot, young twins, virgins, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's just a natural kind of aphrodisiac, isn't it? Yeah. I'm a succubus, too. You have to be if you're gonna work in my kind of business. Don't worry, I didn't just make up the incubus story, you idiot. That boy, he's gonna wake up in about an hour or two. He'll be up and running in no time, and he'll corroborate my story down to the last minute detail. I promise. Yeah, he's gonna be dying to tell you. He's fucking fuming over that guy. First he cheats on him, then he tries to kill him. That's some crazy shit. So, are you gonna say thank you for the amazing night? Good boy. And well, you and I are gonna keep having fun. Oh, honey, you thought I was done with you? That boy's not waking up for another hour at least. We gotta keep you busy. Gotta keep you on your toes. I'm gonna fuck you until that boy wakes up, okay? Until your phone starts ringing. I'm gonna fucking pound my cunt on your cock, okay? I'm gonna breed you until you're a fucked up mess. I'm honestly surprised that you didn't figure out that we're succubi. I mean, why else would you be able to come so much? What has it been? 6, 8, 9, 10 loads? Out of one human man in one night? And you had no suspicion of supernatural play? Oh, you really are cute, honey. I think you're better for your looks than you are for your brain, so my offer still stands. You should come work for me, and I'll fuck you like this as much as you want.